Wouldn't you have thought that after 3 years of being with Jesus, that Peter and John, who's the other one in today's gospel, would have had some idea what was going on? I mean, did they not listen to him or what? But you see, if you've ever suffered the tragedy of death, you will know that you don't think straight, that your life is disrupted by it, and all that you know has been changed by it. So it's not surprising that even though they kind of knew that Jesus was going to rise from the dead, because he told them that, they didn't really remember it because they were in grief. And for them, it was going to be a total surprise. And really, we have a God of surprises, because he always, or often does, the unexpected. I mean, we have a surprise for you this morning, because in a few minutes, hopefully I'm going to baptize and confirm someone into the Catholic Church in Kai, who's sitting at the front here, unless he does a runner and goes out the side door, which will surprise me then if he does. But isn't it amazing that somebody born in Vietnam has to come halfway around the world to find the best church in England, so I'm told, the best church in England, to become a member of? Because what he's found here is a community that loves, a community that cares, a community that is outward looking and not introspective, a community that works with others. And that becomes a powerful witness to the love of God. You see, people want to become Christians and Catholics because of the actions of you and I. And it's not so much about head knowledge, but more about our hearts. Are our hearts inspired by what we see? Are our hearts moved by the stories we hear? Are our hearts enlarged to grow and help those who need help, and to do that as best we can? Because when we do that, we become living witnesses of Christ. You see, Peter and John, 3 years of training, you know, very good, very good. But they weren't necessarily the brightest pencils in the box, you know. And they're going to go and tell people that a man who was dead has come back to life. And guess what? Those people are going to tell other people. And so it goes on and on and on. And the reason we sit here today is because the God of surprises used ordinary, everyday people to spread his word. It wasn't about head knowledge. It was about heart. You see, resurrection is not about head, it's about heart. Resurrection is saying, I will not let this be the end. My heart is broken, and the only way to mend it is to give life again for eternity to this person. That is the beauty of what we celebrate today. That is what Easter is all about. That hope of eternal life, of total resurrection, of leaving the frailty and fragility and the aches and pains. Well, some of you aren't old enough for the aches and pains yet, but let me tell you, they do come. You know, it's about leaving all that behind and recognizing that God creates us, that God loves us, and that God calls us. And we hear that call in different ways at different times. For Kai, that call has been heard here, in this place, at this time. And he will be a witness to all of you of the power of what that call is like. Because it's a free choice. No one forces him to become a Christian. No one forces him to become a Catholic. He's made that choice himself as a mature man, because he recognizes there is a God who loves, and he wants to be part of that family. So Easter is a time for resurrection. Luckily, it's also a time for chocolate and gin and tonic, both of which are quite important as well, and I'm sure in heaven there'll be plenty of them, and they'll be calorie free and no hangovers. So that's my vision of heaven, just so you kind of understand it. But we're called to celebrate that we are loved by God in many different ways. And hopefully today, tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after, we will keep on radiating that love to the world. Because it is a sad, dull world. It is a broken place at times, our world. It is an uncaring place at times, our world. And if we who believe in Christ and resurrection do not try to change it, who has God got to rely on to build a better world? It's our task, our responsibility. But that just shows how much God trusts in me and you.